Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, so much has changed throughout the years and so much has stayed the same. You know, when we look at sports teams today, they used to have spring training in baseball. And why did they have spring training in baseball? Well, they had spring training in baseball so that they could get the players in shape, so that they could work off those pounds that they put on during the off season, so that they could exercise and get their stamina back. And football is the same thing. They have their spring session in football, and they've got their games, their preseason games, and it's all started to get the players in shape. But today, it's very different. Sports is different than it was. It's a business. It's a big business. And when these players show up, whether it's baseball, football, hockey, basketball, they are ready to play. They have been training all year long. They have been exercising. They've been lifting weights. They've been getting themselves in shape. And when you look at them, you go, you see the absolute magnificence of their physical toning and their physical ability. And, you know, it's somewhat the same in business, isn't it? In business, CEOs, presidents, and business owners don't get to have the same luxury that other people do. They just don't get to go home at 5 o'clock. At 5 o'clock, people who have jobs go home. They don't think about it. They do what normal people do, whatever that happens to be. But if you're someone running a company and you go home, well, of course you want to spend time with your family. Of course you want to have a life. But you're planning for the next day. You're getting ready for the next day. You know exactly what you're going to do, what your challenges are, and what you need to take care of. Just like athletes today, you have to be the athlete of the business. You have to come prepared. There's a lot at stake. There's a lot of competition. And what do you do on the weekends? Of course you spend time with the family. Of course you have a good time. But at the same time, what you're doing is you're planning for the week. You're sitting down and you're making yourself, whether it's Saturday morning or Sunday night or whenever it happens to be, you're putting yourself in a position where you absolutely are saying to yourself, what do I need to do? What do I need to strategize on? What do I need to plan on? If you aren't doing that and you're just showing up, the competition is just going to absolutely take away your business. You, the CEO, president, or business owner, understands or needs to understand that running a business is not an 8-hour-a-day, 5-day-a-week responsibility. It's a responsibility that doesn't matter where you are. You could be out to dinner, and all of a sudden an idea comes in your head, and you've got to either write that idea down or leave it on your iPhone or text yourself or however you're communicating with yourself. You absolutely have to be doing this all of the time. It is not a job. It is a lifestyle. It is a way of thinking. And the people that understand business and understand that they always have to be aware of what's going on, businesses need care. They need nurtured. They need strategized. People who understand that are the people who make the big money. They're the people who become very successful. The people who want an easy life, want to go home at 5 o'clock, want to just have their weekends off, want to take their vacations without any thought about business, well, they probably should have a job. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.